My name is Riley Cruz. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2024, and I'm interviewing Mr. Shihab and Mr. Masum. I appreciate the time to visit with me today. And then, so both of you guys are from Bangladesh. Did you guys know each other before coming to Oklahoma? Or,
yes.
Oh, she?
Yes, yeah. We know each other before coming to USA.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we live in Bangladesh in the city of Dhaka. So at the time, we live in the same apartment on the city. So after that, we're just processing for a US visa mm-hmm. together.
And how long did that take?
It's like 2 years ago.
Jeez, okay. How like COVID and all that was going on?
Yeah, COVID time, right.
Yeah, jeez, that must have been a pain. how long were you guys in Bangladesh before you came over? Like, were you raised there or...?
Yeah, we were born and raised
in Bangladesh. Yeah, I born in the city of Kumilla. It's a different city in Bangladesh. Mm-hmm. From the capital is like two hours away.
Mm-hmm.
So I just completed my school's level education on there. Mm-hmm. After that, I just moved in Dhaka, and I studied like 4 years on there. After that, I just applied for US visa, and.
Same with you as well.
Yeah.
I'm from different city.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'm from Jamalpur. It's another part of Bangladesh, and
mm-hmm.
I born and raised over there. Then I moved into Dhaka. I was in a university in Dhaka.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I rented an apartment and I met with him in the same apartment.
And then you guys both decided to come over here.
Yeah, and we both started like our US processing.
Hmm. What fun things do you guys do in Bangladesh?
Actually, most of the students, they are planning to studying an abroad. So,
mm-hmm. so that's on the real focus.
Yeah, this year is basically growing like that.
Mm. What are you guys' hobbies other than being, are you guys full-time students, I guess?
Yeah, full-time students.
Okay, so not much for our hobbies, anything
right
you do?
Here?
Mm?
Yeah, after doing our classes, we just get together, make fun, party at night and playing soccer at the evening time.
Yeah,
all together.
So I was doing research and cricket is Bangladesh's
cricket,
sport.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Cricket.
Did y'all play?
Yeah. Cricket is one of the famous games mm-hmm. in Bangladesh, but they have no field to play these sports.
Mm.
So basically, we can play only soccer.
Okay.
Only soccer on the field.
So yeah, there are no playground for cricket in here.
Yeah. Okay. You guys have any siblings?
No. Just came here alone.
Oh, okay.
I'm just here by myself.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna switch over to education.
Yeah.
What type of subjects did you learn at school in Bangladesh, or the differences as well?
Yeah. And in Bangladesh, I started with science mm-hmm. background, so. Is a different background in Bangladesh between USA. So in USA, they have school level is completed to up to 12th class.
Mm-hmm.
But in Bangladesh, we have a separation. In schools,
mm-hmm.
We started 1 to 10. And in our college level, we started 11 and 12th class.
Hmm.
After that, we just admitted in our university.
Okay.
In a major. So from any school, is in general. We can study business.
Oh, okay. So it's
science,
in a variety of topics.
Variety of topics. But in the university, we just make a part computer science, engineering, Chipotle, CAC, something like that.
Hmm. And same for
you?
Yeah,
it's almost the same thing for me. My school and my college was science background,
mm-hmm.
and I do a few semester in university in Bangladesh, and my major was pharmacy.
Pharmacy? Okay. What made y'all come to Oklahoma specifically, or is it just kind of luck of the draw that you ended up here?
Basically, previously we was in Erie, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania
mm-hmm.
is pretty cold area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's too cold over there.
Too cold.
Then we found one of our cousin brother staying here. Mm-hmm. That's why we all planning to move in here. That's why we moved in Oklahoma.
Okay. That's
it's
cool.
Same thing.
But,
yeah, our first university mm-hmm. was in Pennsylvania. It's called Gannon University.
Okay.
So we just admitted on there. So some reasons, there was too much cold. And Bangladesh weather is pretty sunny.
It's real sunny?
In winter, yeah. The minimum temperature is average 200 degrees Celsius. So when I came here, we got minus 25. So it's too much cold for us.
Yeah.
So we had to take a decision to move from there to anywhere. Mm. Then we can get like sunny weather.
Yeah.
So after that, we just take a decision with our friends mm-hmm. and we move all together here.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma is, the weather's constantly changing. Yeah, it's rainy, yeah. sunny.
Winter.
But it's not cold. Too much cold like it is in Virginia.
Tornadoes are a big thing here. What do you guys think about that? When
we just faced only one tornado. It was mm-hmm. last year. Like at that time, we did not feel like that. It was mm-hmm. like that much tornado. Mm-hmm. We was enjoying. We was playing cards over there at the time, at night time, and we was laughing. We was thinking, it's a tornado. How? We still got our power and everything.
Yeah.
But in the morning time, when we came outside, mm-hmm. and we see like every trees and like wires and cables mm-hmm. and everywhere. That time we feel that it was a great tornado.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. And
yeah, but on that time I was in vacation in Bangladesh.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, I just went there to celebrating Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, to with my family. So I didn't
even.
So,
what made you decide to attend Tulsa Community specifically? I guess. Was it just the variety that they had here? Or
basically, we chose Tulsa Community College for doing our ESL program because like, we are from Bangladesh. English is not our first language over there. So we just came in here to do our ESL program to make our English proficiency is something better. That's why we just chose Tulsa Community College.
Okay.
It's like a little bit close from our house and everything. That's why
it's convenient to get here.
Yeah, and we also some of those brothers, they're already studying in this college.
Oh,
so they're,
okay.
They're there for us to admit it in here.
Okay. What places do tourists usually visit in Bangladesh when they go there? Like, what are the things they go see?
In Bangladesh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have many, many different places mm-hmm. you can visit. Actually, Bangladesh is a very beautiful country.
Really?
So, and we belong six different seasons in our country. So, sequentially, you can get a different season after 2 months. Yeah, so,
yeah.
You got it.
It's like 12 months total, six different seasons.
Oh.
And after 2 months, you can get a new season.
Oh,
okay.
And basically, if you go to Bangladesh, at first you have to go to Cox's Bazar. Like, Cox's Bazar is the world's longest sea beach over there.
Oh, it's that's at the bottom, right? My geography is not the greatest, but the way Bangladesh is, the bottom half is
the bottom half.
It's like almost 120 kilometers long. It's the world's largest sea beach. We have like mangrove forest. Mm-hmm. You can go over there. You can see Bengal tiger, deer, and every kind of animals over there.
And we have we call it San Martin.
Mm-hmm.
San Martin, it's so pretty too. It's like the Miami Beach.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
There are many variety of places like Rangamati, Bandarban, Khagachori.
Kind of depends what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you want to see hills, you can go over there in Rangamati. Or if you want beach or like a lake, you can go over there in Cox's Bazar. Like you can find everything over there.
That's really
and lots
cool.
of river in Bangladesh.
There are the ancient history, you know.
Population, it's
the
pretty.
Population is pretty. According to the area.
But people are so friendly over there.
Friendly?
So.
Yeah. It's actually something I saw was that you guys are some of the friendliest people for tourists. Is there a place in Bangladesh that you've gone to and really enjoyed, or is there a place you haven't visited yet that you want to go to and explore?
Yeah, I already visited many places, but also I'm looking for something special, but still I didn't get them.
Not yet.
So, yeah. So, I have a plan when I get a vacation on there. But I don't get the big vacation, so I can cover all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, every time I just try to cover something.
Okay. Okay. And
yeah, basically, if I will go over there in Bangladesh, I'll go to Rangamati for sure. Next time, I want to explore the Rangamati.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just always a new experience every time you go back. Okay. What are your guys' most popular traditions, I guess? What's something that's
Bangladesh, it's fully traditional country, man.
Everything,
man. Like, you can get traditional things in every month, basically.
So it's new.
It's called Falgun, Eid, then Pohela Boishak, and every kind of things, man. Independence Day, Victory Day, and
Today, right now, we are celebrating Ramadan.
Ramadan.
You know about it. And also, today is the Independence Day of Bangladesh.
Oh, really?
Just get it's 26
March,
Pakistan. Yeah.
Today is Independence Day in Bangladesh.
That's a stroke of luck.
Yeah, military. History.
They are celebrating over there in Bangladesh.
Okay.
And we like in every festival, we just wear different traditional clothes.
Okay.
So, like, the Bengalis' traditional clothes is lungi, and we call some t-shirt, the white, the plain t-shirt.
Plain white t-shirt,
and we call lungi, they have nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of clothes, we just wear it in the dance. And we wear Punjabi and in the Eid, like Eid al Fitr and Eid al Adha. We wear the colorful Punjabi or colorful shari for women's inner Falgun. Actually, we're celebrating like English calendar, and we have different calendar, like Bengali calendar.
Okay.
So we also celebrate the Bengali calendar
as
too.
well as
the English.
So yeah, that's a lot of
festival on there.
All right. What's your favorite? I guess
all
custom.
Of them. Man.
Definitely is Eid al Fitr and Eid al Adha, because according to our religion, and as a Muslim, I celebrate that because we see all of them celebrate together those festivals too.
Okay.
So like Eid al Fitr, we just come all of us come in the same ground and performing prayer. So it's amazing to get together all of them.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah. And we invited all of our friends, all of our
everyone's
relatives,
just...
all neighbors.
Yeah, on the two days, you can see like everyone came back from their work. And like, it's a like occasion, large occasion.
Jeez.
Like, no works on that time. Everybody is free. Just hang out with everyone.
Wow, that sounds really, really cool. What do you guys think, or what did you expect from Oklahoma, I guess, before? Were there any thoughts that you had about Oklahoma that kind of changed the way you...
No, the change, I think the transportation, because there have been more option for transportation.
It's a lot of driving. Yeah, it's not really a lot of places to walk.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of farmland.
Yeah, lots of people suffer for like public transportation. Okay. It's not available that much public transportation in here. Like, I can see only like four or five times bus in the road.
It's not the greatest.
The public transportation.
And another thing is the weather, but we can change.
Yeah,
it. Yeah, that's natural. That is pretty good.
Yeah,
I like this place.
Oh, that's good. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Technology, is it more advanced, less advanced than Bangladesh, or is Bangladesh?
If you
pretty...
compare with Bangladesh, technology is not advanced like USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
but
we are far away from US.
Okay.
Basically, Bangladesh is a third world country.
Okay.
But we're developing, not
developing.
Developing,
okay.
Yeah. They're trying their best to develop the technology over there in Bangladesh.
Okay.
Because it's happened for the, you know, the population, we can control everything. Because we have to take care of all of them side. So if I try to develop in the communication side, basically, especially for the internet, so we can't.
Oh, shit.
Because they have a lot of restriction on there.
Okay. All right, well, time for food. What was your favorite food back
food?
At home?
For the food, Bangladesh is the best.
Yeah,
the Asian countries, like the Bangladesh circle, India, Bangladesh, Pakistan.
It's all right
the
there.
Afghanistan.
Basically, South Asian.
South Asian food are really good.
It's just
good.
Everything.
Yeah, especially our favorite dishes is like
biryani. And like mutton curry or
the beef,
beef curry.
Okay.
Fish curry,
the
man.
Fish curry.
Yeah. Those are really delicious, man. And
the
they're
rice,
so tasty.
Yeah, all of them.
You miss it?
Definitely.
Basically, biryani, it's one of our favorite dish over there in Bangladesh. But
The food here, what's your favorite food here, being in Oklahoma, that you kind of see yourself snacking on a lot? Or
I think I love Bangladeshi food. I don't like too much. Sometimes I just take like chipotle and some McDonald's. The Burger King is like that.
It's
it's right, but I don't like too much.
Too much, okay.
But I try to eat my traditional.
That's good.
Yeah. And you know, we just all friends living together in the same house. So we just try to cook our traditional food every day. Yeah. So it's like beef, fish, rice, some vegetables. Mutton, so it's good.
Okay.
Which is like, I think if you try it, you will like it, for sure.
It sounds
good.
Ye fast food's a big thing in America, as well as just Oklahoma. It's McDonald's, I guess.
Burger King.
too much, yeah. And then I guess
actually we're really connected to our food. Mm-hmm. So in fast food we can survive without rice, without fish.
Yeah,
we can survive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I take too much food, too much fast food, mm-hmm. but I can't realize I'm full of belly. So I also feel hungry when I take all of them food. I'm just hungry for rice. Hungry for fish.
It's just so...
So much, yes.
Yeah, okay. I guess music. The music...
The folk music is a very famous in our country. So, we have many singers. They also... Bangladesh is very famous for music. Every few days, you just got a concert in our city. It's a different concert. It's this band. So, like, in university, every festival, they organize a concert.
Oh, dang.
The music, dancing with music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dancing with friends, girlfriends. All. In the wedding party, they also celebrate play music.
Yeah. Always music.
Yeah, music. Everything with music.
Mm-hmm. American music, I guess.
Yeah, American music. Yeah, it's also pretty popular.
Really?
Yes. People don't understand what word they use, but they just feel.
Yeah, and that's really, it's the feeling that you get that really brings out, I guess. What's your favorite song or artist, I guess?
The artist, the singer is definitely James. James is one of the masterpiece singers in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Still, he's alive, but he gave it... The very famous song.
Really famous song?
And he's so popular for concert.
Okay.
Live concert.
Almost every time?
Yeah. Like, if you have a concert, live concert in anywhere in Dhaka City, so this place is totally jammed. You can't move anywhere.
It's just...
Too much people are coming from different place.
Mm. Yeah, basically, people are so freak over there for concert, man.
Mm. It's, yeah. What's your favorite, I guess, song or artist?
Song basically James. He's one of the most favorite artists in Bangladesh. Then we have other few brands like Avoid Rafa. He's another one.
Mm-hmm.
He's play also rock songs and he's also pretty good, man. I like to hear him.
All right. What are your plans, I guess, after you're done with TCC?
I think I'll studying 2 years in TCC, like computer science, and after that I'll move to like NSU or University of Tulsa to complete my bachelor's with computer science or cybersecurity.
Okay.
So after that, if I get a chance, then I'll do master's or PhD. Other than, I'll go back to Bangladesh and I'll run a business or IT firm.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah, basically my major is also computer science.
Okay.
After finishing ESL in here,
mm-hmm.
I want to move in NSU. I want to do my bachelor over there. And after that, if I get a chance, I'll do my master's in here.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'll start my own business in Bangladesh.
Okay. So would you guys work together or is it kind of more of a separate?
We don't know yet.
Don't know yet. It's future.
Because, we just from the different city.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a plan to meet with my family, stay with my family in the city. So
family's really important.
Family is important for us.
Okay. What made you guys decide to learn English, I guess? Or was it kind of just like a necessary part for you guys?
It's necessary part for us because the English is a mandatory subject from our class one.
From the very beginning.
English is second language
second
in Bangladesh.
Oh, okay.
So we have to learn.
Yeah. How was the process of learning it? Pretty hard?
But not that much hard because we already practice English in Bangladesh.
Oh, okay. So you've already kind of been around. Okay. You guys sound really well. English being your second language. It looks like I've run out of questions. I guess that'll be it for the interview. Thank you guys both for coming and letting me interview you and get your backstory.
We also invited you to visit Bangladesh. Definitely you can enjoy it.
Enjoy it?
Yeah. You can enjoy the tradition, the food, the weather, season. Yeah, all of that.
All of it?
Yeah. Basically, in every traditional day, you will wear like traditional clothes over there. You will eat traditional food. It's very different, man.
Yeah.
You're just connected with us. When you have a vacation, you just tell us. I'll be
you can go with us.
Okay. Well, that'll be all for the interview. All
right.
Yeah.